Good evening and welcome to this Celtic worship service at University Baptist Church. We're glad you are joining us this evening, and we are grateful to Federico Franco and Dee Bishop for being here with us tonight, reading and playing as a part of this service. Now we invite you into this time of prayerful reflection and communion. As you prepare for this service, grab a piece of bread and a cup of drink. Find a quiet space without distraction. Maybe light some candles or dim your lights a bit. Whatever you need to do to get yourself into a contemplative and reflective state of mind. And prepare yourself for this time of worship. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
Let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus, who too was tired when day was done and you met your friends at evening time. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, who too enjoyed when nights drew on and you told your tales at the end of the day. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, who kindled faith when lamps were low, and who opened scriptures and broke bread, and shed your light as darkness fell. Come, Lord Jesus, meet us here. Amen. A reading from the book of Matthew. Jesus left that place and went away to the districts of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away. She keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and she knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God.
Amen.
Equality, a poem by Maya Angelou. You declare you see me dimly through a glass which will not shine, though I stand before you boldly, trim in rank and marking time. You do own to hear me faintly as a whisper out of range, while my drums beat out the message and the rhythms never change. Equality, and I will be free. Equality, and I will be free. You announce my ways are wanton, that I fly from man to man. But if I'm just a shadow to you, could you ever understand? We have lived a painful history. We know a shameful past. But I keep on marching forward, and you keep on coming last. Equality, and I will be free. Equality, and I will be free. Take the blinders from your vision. Take the padding from your ears. And confess you've heard me crying, and admit you've seen my tears. Hear the tempo so compelling. Hear the blood throb in my veins. Yes, my drums are beating nightly, and the rhythms never change. Equality, and I will be free. Equality, and I will be free.
Let us pray. God of kindness, you gave your only Son because you love the world so much. We pray for the peace of the world. Move among us by your Spirit. Break down barriers of fear, suspicion, and hatred. Heal the human family of its divisions and unite it in the bonds of your justice and peace. We pray for our country. Enrich our common life. Strengthen the forces of truth and goodness. Teach us to share prosperity, that those whose lives are impoverished may pass from need and despair to dignity and joy. We pray for those who suffer. Surround them with your love. Support them with your strength. Console them with your comfort and give them hope and courage beyond themselves. We pray for our families, for those whom we love. Protect them at home. Support them in times of difficulty and anxiety, that they may grow together in mutual love and understanding, and rest content in one another. We pray for the church. Keep her true to the gospel and responsive to the gifts and the needs of all. Make known your saving power in Jesus Christ by the witness of her faith, her worship, and her life. Amen.
The Hope of Loving, a poem by Meister Eckhart. What keeps us alive? What allows us to endure? I think it is the hope of loving or being loved. I heard a fable once about the sun going on a journey to find its source and how the moon wept without her lover's warm gaze. We weep when light does not reach our hearts. We wither like fields if someone close does not rain their kindness upon us.
Thank you.
The angels said it to startled shepherds, and Jesus said it to frightened followers. And now these words which come from heaven are shared to make us whole and make us one. Peace be with you. The table of bread and wine is ready. It is the table of company with Jesus and all who love him. It is the table of sharing with the poor of the world, with whom Jesus identified himself. It is the table of communion with the earth, in which Christ became incarnate. Loving God, through your goodness we have bread and wine to offer, which have come forth from the earth and human hands have made. May we know your presence in the sharing, so that we may know your touch and presence in all things. We celebrate the life that Jesus has shared among his community through the centuries and shares with us now. Made one in Christ and one with each other, we offer these gifts and with them ourselves. May they become in your presence a mark of the beloved community.
Our brother Jesus, who walks with us the road of our world's suffering, and who is known to us in the breaking of bread. During the meal, Jesus took bread, and when he had blessed it, he broke it. And he said to his disciples, "This is my body, it is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Later in the meal, he took a cup of wine, and after he had given thanks, he said, "In this cup is the new relationship with God made possible because of my death. Drink it, all of you, to remember me." So we will do as Jesus did. We take this bread and this wine, the produce of the earth and the work of human hands through which Jesus has promised to make himself known. And as he said a prayer before sharing, let us follow his example.
So come to this table, you who have much faith, and you who would like to have more. You who have been here often, and you who have not been for a long time. You who have tried to follow Jesus, and you who have failed. Come, it is Christ who invites us to meet him here. All of you who hunger and thirst for a better life, for a deeper faith, for a better world, here is the bread of life. Let us together feed on it with gratitude. And here is the cup of salvation. Let us together drink from it and believe. Let us thank God for the one to whom we are summoned, the one by whom we are sent, whose image we are, whose flesh we share, whose love is all.